With its stubby tail and roly-poly body, the Arctic ground squirrel looks more like a groundhog than a squirrel. It's not the most eye-catching species, but on islands in the Gulf of Alaska, this little rodent is a pretty big deal. Catherine West is a research assistant professor in the archaeology department at Boston University. She says Arctic ground squirrels are voracious grazers and can strip an area of vegetation. But that's not all they eat.
They'll prey on bird eggs and even on small birds and baby birds.
The squirrels are commonly found across the far north of Alaska. For years, biologists believed humans introduced the squirrels to Gulf of Alaska islands in the late 1800s as food for fox farms. But new research on Chirikoff Island, southwest of Kodiak, suggests the squirrels have lived there for much longer. The question of when the Arctic ground squirrel was introduced to the island isn't just a matter of academic interest. It can affect how the Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge manages the species, says West.
If they're considered destructive to a landscape, the refuge needs to determine whether they're native to that landscape or whether they've been more recently introduced and therefore whether they're subject to eradication.
In the summer of 2014, West excavated middens left behind by Aleutic and Unangan peoples. In these ancient trash heaps, she discovered thousands of squirrel bones. A lab at Oxford University was able to determine the age of the bones using radiocarbon dating. According to the lab results, some of the squirrel bones were at least 2,000 years old, far older than anyone had previously guessed. But the question remains, how did the squirrels first get to Chirikoff Island?
It might be that native people brought them there because they know they're a great resource for making parkas in this really harsh environment.
West closely examined the bones and found evidence that Alaska natives had used the squirrels.
On the bones, you can see marks of stone tools where people were cutting the animals, probably removing the fur or the meat. And also, the bones are clearly burned in many cases, so people were either cooking them or they were throwing the bones in the fire after they were finished skinning the animals.
It's also possible the squirrels made it to the island on their own, either by swimming or rafting over. The Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge, which manages Chirikoff Island, has worked to eradicate non-native species from Alaska's islands and restore habitats. But the fact that the squirrels have resided on the island for at least 2,000 years complicates the issue.
It has introduced a conversation that wasn't happening before, where the refuge managers are talking to the archaeologists directly about how you actually define an invasive species.
And the study was published this month in the journal Conservation Biology. In Homer, I'm Shayla Farzon.